We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting today with the Cons United Way as they kick off their 2021 campaign. Guests have included Tara Clausen, CEO of Cons United Way, Lyle Butler, the campaign champion, and we're going to get into one of the funded partners here as well, but we remind people to check out the virtual event going on today. It's happening all day long, right, Tara?
It is happening all day long. We'll be sharing on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, so we invite you all to join along. Another fun experience today will be joining us both at, or either, I guess, at the Trust Company with Jim and Jamaican Food Truck. And most especially thankful to Sarah and Rob from Community First National Bank for joining us today. And also another location for one of our food trucks, Mr. K's, will be in front of Community First National Bank today on Setchild. So we encourage you over the lunch hour from 11 to 1, come join us, meet our board members, and learn more about United Way, and enjoy some great lunch.
All right, sounds good. Well, let's talk about one of the funded partners here under Cons United Way, and that is Sunflower Casa.
Yeah, excited to have Carson join us today. As I've mentioned throughout, and you've heard that messaging both from Rob and Sarah and Lyle in their experiences, you know, the strength of our efforts and partnerships is bringing those community partners together to create change and make a difference for those in need in our community, and excited that Carson with CASA is one of our partner agencies. So happy to have her join us today.
Hi, thank you so much for asking me to join you today.
Carson Cover, we appreciate you joining. We were just talking off air. You've been there about a year now. So how are things going for you out there?
You know, things are going well for CASA. We have really weathered the storm. We have amazing volunteers that work with us that have stepped up to the plate. I'm not sure, a little bit about CASA though, I'll share, is that we're actually three different agencies under the Sunflower CASA umbrella. So we are Sunflower CASA, which makes trained volunteers available to advocate for the best interests of children and youth who are in the court system. Most of the locals probably know us basically best through Sunflower CASA. That stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. We also, though, have Sunflower Bridge Child Exchange and Visitation Center, where we provide a safe and structured environment for supervised visitations for children with their non-residential parents. And we also have Stepping Stones Child Advocacy Center, where we provide a comprehensive multidisciplinary team response to allegations of child abuse in a family-friendly facility. Basically, we do forensic interviews of children, and hopefully in a way that reduces their trauma, not increases their trauma. So that's what Sunflower CASA Project does in general, but without the United Way support, we simply wouldn't be able to do the good work that we do.
Yeah, this is an agency that does such good work with some of the most vulnerable children in our community. And I'd like you to maybe share a little bit of how the CASA programming or what CASA programming is possible because of support specifically by the Cons United Way.
Sure. Well, we couldn't. Most of the United Way funding for our organization goes toward helping pay our staff. So without our staff, obviously, we wouldn't be able to do what we do because many of our staff oversee handfuls of volunteers. That's really how we function, is through volunteering, be it through being a CASA or being an observer volunteer for our CVIC, which is the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. So without the funding, we could essentially lose three different staff members, and we're only a staff of eight, sometimes nine, eight and a half staff members. So the community support for Cons United Way is so important to so many organizations, but for us, it's almost it's a lifeline for us, because many of our grants that we receive from different agencies across the state and even federally don't pay for any staffing. So while we could probably get lots of money for ink and paper, unfortunately that won't keep our kiddos in front of the right people that they need to be with. It's the staff that make that difference.
And obviously COVID-19 is going to play some challenges here. I already know, I follow court cases quite a bit, and a lot of that is backlogged. It already was before, but now it's even more so. So there's going to be even a greater need, I would think, going into the new year.
And for a few months, we saw a big challenge in getting our CASA volunteers in front of our kids, especially in person, which we're still finding that is a challenge, but we're getting back out there. Our volunteers are getting out there to see their kids with masks on and socially distancing appropriately. We have seen an uptick in the number of cases that need volunteers. We have seen an uptick in the number of cases through our CAC for forensic interviews. We also, though, on a very good note, have seen an uptick in the number of people looking to volunteer, looking to give back from our community. So we typically have 5 or 6 to 8 people during a session for volunteer training. At this next session, we have approximately 15. So we're really, really hopeful that the community sees the need and is stepping up to help us even during COVID. We've also done a number of things via online Zoom types of products with our families who are doing exchanges and visitations but can't meet in person. We've also done some CASA visits through Zoom. So we're, like everybody, we're being flexible and utilizing the technology that's out there and available.
I'm joined by Carson Kober here from CASA, and Tara Clausen, Lyle Butler joining us as well on the Zoom call. And, you know, Tara, CASA is just one of many, but it's kind of neat to hear firsthand from one of the agencies and how they are supported by United Way.
What Carson explained and shared as far as not only do the dollars make a difference, but the volunteer, you know, that's really the heart and soul of what United Way brings to our community and support is it's the collection of all of that. It's the advocacy, it's the understanding what our needs are, how do we make a difference? It's the opportunity to give back financially if you're in a position to do that. And as I shared, there's power in joining others and making that those donations join together and grow. But it's also volunteering and giving your time. And so as we can build more partnerships and come together and really identify those needs and create sustainable change for our community, then we become a stronger community into the future.
Well, Carson, is there anything else maybe I haven't asked you want to make sure to get out there to the public?
I'd just like to say thank you to our entire community. It's the strength that the community comes together that really works well. I have lived in a number of other cities and states, and I've never seen a community. I've obviously never lived in a COVID situation, but I've never seen a community this well organized and that really puts the strength together with the numbers as well as this community has. Everything we have looked for or needed has been there, and it's such a beautiful place to live and to be a part of. And thank you so much to CONSA United Way for everything you've done for all the organizations, but especially for Sunflower CASA.
All right.
Thanks, Carson. We enjoy the partnership and look forward to making a difference in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, with that, we'll take a break, our final break of the show, and come back with Tara Clausen and Lyle Butler here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.